I think that your activities tend to meet, you know, what you're doing tend to meet the Franciscan test and our thoughts, at least in what we've seen before. But it's the use of this property. I mean, that's what our job is. What is this piece of property that you're asking to be tax exempt being used for? And so I understand what you've argued.
At this, I see how we're saying.
Yeah, okay.
We're saying.
I would send it to them, and then they distribute it to us.
Yeah, so. We had three ladies walking the trail the other day from the Siena subdivision, and they went through the River of Life trail. And, you know, I didn't ask them to pay us any funds. They said, this is so beautiful. We didn't know it was here. We're so thankful. Keep this green space. Keep this green space. Don't let anyone develop it.
Okay.
Just telling us. It's being used. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wait a second.
State tax commission talks about.
Okay, let's go to the state tax. That's good. One more slide. I just want to make sure that both sides know where we're focused on and what we want to see. What?
If you go up one more time up in the file, not in those pictures, but in a different file.
Something from the state tax commission, you said?
Right. It's a slideshow from the state tax commission, but it's a page from the slideshow. And so if you could just click on that.
Which one it is, Susan?
You can change the view.
That one, Susan?
Yes.
It's the one labeled not developed land.
Okay, that's in our packet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And it says not undeveloped land.
Yes. Thank you very much for presenting everything. I think we've got the information we need. If you want to do anything with the use any more than what's already been done, I think we just all want to sit down and look at it, and then we'll take it up again at 1 o'clock. If you want to be here, I'll be happy to call.
Do I need to be here, too?
So that's up to you
guys. It's 12 o'clock on Friday?
It's 1 o'clock, is that right?
1 o'clock on Friday.
1 o'clock on Friday.
And I heard a motion.
Yeah, I need to. I would make a motion to table until Friday at 1 o'clock. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you all. I appreciate
it. Thank you for the information.
Yeah.
Too.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Susan.
Okay. Now, did you say that your appeals are with the tax commission then that you're doing with the Taney for the other ones you talked about, the Taney? You said there were four.
Well, some of them we've found it in run around, and there's others that they were ripe enough in time to get before.
Gotcha. Okay. I just didn't.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Silverman has called back, so I'm gonna, this is the gentleman that has two on the appeal but has a third.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm going to grab one of these guys.
No, go ahead, just grab.
That's an extra one there. That was for 2023, just so
you know. But there's nothing.
Do you need one of these back?
No, I got one copy, so you guys can
okay.
Thank you.
But I don't know that we need the 2023. I think this is probably enough.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Do you want the bylaws?
No, we saw what we needed to do. Okay. So. All right, this is Mr. Silverman. Hi, Jeff. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm sorry we missed you earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just didn't even see the phone ringing. But thank you for calling back.
All right. You've got a couple of properties that are on the docket today.
Yeah.
And then you have a third property, I think, in Taney County?
I do, yes.
Okay. The other property is not being appealed, is that correct?
Yeah, and if I can explain, it is not being appealed because they already, so there was originally the exception for if you have personal use for something you also do as vacation property. I had that for like 2 years ago, and then I bought this new side-by-side property that I'm now using for personal use. So I didn't appeal the other one because I wanted to have that exception for these, if that makes sense.
Okay, are you familiar with what we have been doing with these?
Yeah, so my understanding is that it's, I think, one-quarter, three-quarter split residential or commercial versus residential for the ones you're using for personal use.
The first one is, okay, not the, if you have multiple properties that you have in a rental program, then those are going to go commercial, but you get to pick which one you want to be the split. And the state tax commission at this point has upheld our previous decision in this. So you had listed back in, I think it was, we figured out it was an old letter, that we had zero nights rental on one of them. Okay, but both of the properties that you have on appeal here are in a rental program?
So I just wanted to, they are both part-time rented out. But the reason I asked for both of them is because I have a large family in Kansas City, so when we go and use them, that's why I did two side-by-side so that we, have more room for everybody. If you're saying I can only have one, is that what you're saying?
To be consistent with the decisions that we have made in the past, that if you have a property that, and we're just talking about properties in a nightly rental program, if you have a long-term lease on a property with somebody.
Right.
We're just talking about properties in nightly rental. The first, or whichever one you designate, we assume that you have some personal use in that property, and we do a 75% residential, 25% commercial, and then the one after that, any one after that is 100% commercial.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, if that's kind of the rule you guys are going with, then, and I forget the full lot, but I think the last number or so on it are 19, that's the more expensive house. That would be the one I would want to designate for the break.
All right, so BOE 2024-4, which is the one that ends in 1-8, is in a rental program. It is a second property, and you appealed classification or value? Just classification?
Classification.
Okay, so the value is not being challenged, it's just the classification. All right, so I would make the motion on BOE 2024-4 that we deny the motion for reclassification.
Second.
Okay. Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then as to BOE 2024-5, I would make a motion that we reclassify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Question for the assessor. So the gentleman has three properties here. The third property is not on this sheet. What does that classify?
It's not rented.
But it's commercial
already.
But
isn't it 100%?
All right. It's already commercial. Okay. So you got two properties and 100 and the other one with a mixed use. Okay.
Right, and then just so I know you're referring to what part of the docket you're talking about. I can't see it, but that's the one that ends at .19.
Correct. The mixed use. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the one that I think I'm getting the most. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much. I appreciate the consideration.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
At the bottom of page 5.
Looks like we have a 415, which is way early. I don't know if they're going to be, because we...
It's a teleconference, too.
Yeah, we've got several tele... We'll just try them out.
Yep.
Who are these?
They are running for commission. They're running for commission.
Okay.
So you have three more left, and what, from what I'm seeing, they're nightly rentals, but each has only one meeting.
I haven't looked them up yet.
That each only have one apiece?
Yeah, that's all I found.
Okay, are they all, and this one's an in-person, but we have a phone number, this Life's Journey. Oh, no, excuse me, that's wrong one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The last three are teleconference.
All right, let me see if I can get a hold of BOE 20. And Susan, you said to your knowledge you can't find any other properties owned by.
I didn't see.
Do you know what who our contact person is?
You couldn't read the name, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, it's.
Hello?
Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know this is early, but is it possible that we could take your matter up? We've had some other ones that got tabled.
Sure. Okay. I will do my best. I had a couple more things I was going to look up and see if I could figure out, because I'm not sure exactly what you need from me.
Okay. Well,
I'll
think
do my best.
Hopefully we could help you. This is the one that's in the, looks like RA 1216C LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Are you an owner?
Yes.
And your name is?
Cynthia. Or Cindy Raffield. I'm not sure which way we have it on there, if it's Cynthia.
Okay.
Probably Cynthia.
And when you say we, is that you and your husband or somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you guys have any other LLCs that own properties in Taney County or any other properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is this the only LLC that you, or excuse me, the only property that you have in Taney County?
Yes, it is. It's the only one in Missouri.
And you put it in a nightly rental program occasionally?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We do some. Right. We're getting ready to come up ourselves and bring our grandkids.
All right. Well, what we do, we've had this come up for several years now, and we made a decision a few years back, and the State Tax Commission has upheld it at this point. But what we've basically been doing, if you just have one property, we assume that you do use it personally as well. And we give you a pretty good break, and we give 75% residential, 25% commercial assessment on those properties. Does that sound reasonable to you?
It does. I don't know that 75% would even be, but I know that from the paperwork I read, that's the most.
Well, let me clarify. That's residential that we're doing, 75% residential. So it's only 25% commercial.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that would be much better.
All right. If you don't have anything else, I think I'll go ahead and make a motion to reclassify this as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Just for clarification for her, if she does purchase another one, we assume that you're in the nightly rental business and you'll be 100% commercial after that. So the first one is somewhat exempt. So
you understand that?
I do.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Okay. We had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. I appreciate you taking the call early.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye bye. We have a BOE 21.